And his boy wasn't going to do it when Tom said go home, which means go home, he meant go home. I thought, well, why couldn't you have been a nice little boy like that? he said, Grand, Nanny, Nanny, please, Nanny, here come my daddy. Please tell him you won't keep me another night. She said, I can't tell him that because he won't let you stay.
Now, did he have you keep, did you keep his children at all?
I kept his children, and I kept him all his life.
So how long did you take care of his kids?
Oh, well, I didn't keep his children as long as I did him. Because, see, they moved away. They moved way up in nearly the Alpharetta. And, see, he lived in Raw when I took care of him. Because that was all. He was born in 1949. And I kept him from then till he was... When I quit keeping him, He was 40. Let me see, I got my feet hung back here. Oh, I think I missed the phone. Let me turn it around. Hello. Oh, whoever it was that hung up, might have been somebody want to sell me something. If somebody sell me blankets and spreads and everything else, and I tell them I'm sitting in the nursing home. But anyway, I kept him ever since he was
from 49 till
he was 40 years old when his mother died. And I went to his wedding and everything. He was, you know what he told his mama? He said, see, if this wedding don't go, I'm going to run off of this thing. She believed he was going to do it. I said, you believe he going to run and ain't going to get married? He said he wanted that money to help them start keeping house to the, but not going through like June on the church wedding. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that something? And you know, that woman lost so much weight until I thought she was going to stretch up and be swimming. But I said, you believe he going to do that? She said, you know, he went through so many things, I don't know, he might do, he might well. She thought he was going to do it, but she went on down there with him and stood, and I stood way up in the back of it because I wanted to see him run out the door because I was going to do it too. Because I've seen him do it. Come in him and her business, Mayretta, to get shoes. He decided he didn't want them shoes. He take their foot and kick his shoe up over that woman's head. She said, the woman would say, oh, so your son said he didn't want this kind of shoe. Said, I believe he means it. He said, that shoe went over my head. You better bring him back when he's in a better humor. She said, get up and come out of here. I ought to beat you to death. Well, you want to beat him to death and he done already showed out before. But not one of his little boys do that.
So his behavior comes out with his mom.
He'd tear him up. Because one day the little boy, he bought him some candy. Got that too. Bought him some candy and bubble gum. And the little baby boy, he wanted to act kind of like him. Mm-hmm. Instead of handing the candy, he throwed it at him. He said, he ain't a dog, so you get over there and get it. And when he stooped over to get the candy, he popped his butt so hard with his belt. I thought, now, why couldn't Mama done that to him? I ain't lying. He done all these things. Bad little bad boy. And I said, I believe he recognized all some of that stuff he done as he was growing up. Because surely he wouldn't have he'd let them boys of his act just like he did. But they're cute. Look, they cute and they sweet as they can be. But they all of them, long as they are, she lived and he and them little boys, they all, even to the boy that's got the baby, he's even been to see me.
I wanted to ask you, you've sort of said this, but I hadn't gotten a clear picture on this. You weren't born here.